The theme was really, we're alive, but it's time to start living. In Philippians, Paul writes just a couple of lines from one of his verses, that I may know the power of his resurrection. And then he goes on to say, and attain to the resurrection of the dead. That we may know the power of his resurrection. You know, because Jesus has been resurrected and is alive forever, we are being resurrected and will be alive forever. So the cross and the resurrection, you'll have noticed that most, if not all of the songs I've chosen today about resurrection have had the cross in them as well. Because the cross and the resurrection are two sides of the same coin. Neither works properly without the other. And so today, as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, we'll explore what that means for each of us in our everyday lives. Because if the resurrection of Jesus doesn't make a difference in our everyday lives, we've got to say, what was it about? So through his death on the cross, Jesus won a victory, a very real victory for each one of us. And it's a victory that makes a difference in our lives here and now. So basically, on the cross, God is saying, I'll paraphrase, here's the deal. If you give me something that's yours, basically your sin and your rebellion and your disobedience, I'll offer every one of you forgiveness, freedom, and life. So it's over to you. Now, if you ask me, that's a no-brainer. Who would turn down a deal like that? And that is God's deal on the cross. That is God's offer on the cross. He invites us. This is one of those crossroads moments. If you give me, says God, your sin and your disobedience and your rebellion, we call that repentance, I will give you forgiveness, I'll give you freedom, and I'll give you life. It's a crossroads moment. And God the Father, through Jesus, is saying to us, choose life. I know you're alive, but choose life. It's time to start living afresh. Now, of course, we know the cross wasn't the end of the story. There's the resurrection. We're celebrating the resurrection today. The resurrection of Jesus didn't simply prove that he achieved on the cross exactly what he said he'd achieve, although the resurrection does prove that. What Jesus said he'd do, he's done. And he offers us forgiveness, freedom, and life. And the resurrection is the stamp of approval. It quite literally proves that, but it does more than that. The resurrection guarantees for each one of us a hope for this life, a hope for eternity, and freedom, forgiveness, and life forever. Choose life is God's offer, God's request, God's invitation to us. Paul also writes this, if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised to life, and so we are certain. The resurrection was a powerful testimony to the truth and the eternal effectiveness of Christ's victory on the cross. And that means no matter what our circumstances, no matter what we're facing in life, no matter what we're going through, we have a hope that is certain, that is guaranteed, that is unbreakable. And we read in the Bible in Hebrews, this hope is like a firm and steady anchor for our souls. In fact, this hope reaches behind the curtain into the most holy place. And Jesus has gone there ahead of us. And I think Mercedes spoke earlier on about Mary just lagging that little bit more, just waiting that extra time. And for us, I want to talk about this most holy place, this place where we are just in the presence of Jesus. And maybe right now, just for a moment, let's each of us go to exactly where he's inviting us, and that is into the most holy place in his presence. So we pray, come Holy Spirit. Come and open our hearts to resurrection life. Open our ears to the word of life. And lead us deeper into your presence as we wait on your word. When Jesus died, something very, very real happened. This isn't just religious, wishful thinking. Those who trust in him, who trust that he died on that cross for you and for me, and that he rose again for you and for me, those who trust him in that, then we are dead to sin because Jesus has taken it from us. We are dead to sin. And even though I know we still sin, we still fall, we repent and sin has no hold over us, we move on as if we hadn't sinned because Jesus has taken it. Something real happened. There was an exchange on that cross that means because of Jesus' death, we're alive. Because of Jesus' resurrection, we can have new life all the time. It gets better and better, fuller and fuller. That's what Jesus said. I've come to give you life in all its fullness. Death is robbed of its power and it's robbed of the fear and the hold it has over us because we're in a better place and we're going to a better place. That's the hope that is certain through the resurrection. And that affects the way we live, the way we think, the way we speak, the way we act. That changes our destiny. That changes our purpose in life. And for us, it changes the whole of eternity. And it starts the day that we choose life. And it can start afresh each day when we wake up and we say, Lord, today I choose life. I choose resurrection life with Jesus. So as we trust in Jesus, as we follow him, we are continually following him into this new resurrection life. And we become co-workers with him. And this is really important. We become co-workers. Well, what are we doing then with him? We are, through our lives, demonstrating the reality of his kingdom. We are co-workers demonstrating the reality of his kingdom in resurrection life and power. In Ephesians, Paul writes, because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, has made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions, because it's by grace we've been saved. We are alive with Christ. So as we celebrate Resurrection Day and say he is alive, we're also saying, and because of that, we who trust in him, we are alive. Right. We're already physically alive. So in what way can we be made alive again? What's new about this? And I just want to look at three ways in which we are each made alive as a result of Jesus' death and resurrection. Consider this phrase. It's a phrase you might have heard in a number of contexts, but here's one of them. The church suddenly came alive with worship. Now, this phrase is not about physical life. Everybody in that church was physically alive. And it means far more than people just started to sing And those who have experienced that know exactly what it means. But I bet, like me, you struggle to put it into words. But you know in here what it means. Any attempts to describe it add nothing or very little to the meaning. Romans 6:8. Now, if we died with Christ, we also live with him. We are alive with Christ. We're physically, we're biologically alive, but there's a new life that the Spirit has breathed into each one of us. And the Greek word used here, I won't pronounce the word, but it has an interesting meaning. And it says, you will be made alive with life. So there's the biological life that we know God has given us, but there's also a new life, which only Jesus gives, and the Spirit breathes afresh into us. And it propels us into a whole new experience of life, resurrection life. We are alive with Jesus. We are alive because Jesus was raised from the dead. So what difference does this make? Let me tell you. We begin to see things in ways we didn't see before. We see life differently. We see other people differently. We see ourselves differently because of new life. We understand things that we didn't understand before. As we read God's word, he speaks to us afresh, and we think, wow, never seen that before. And we understand things differently. We want to do things we never wanted to do before as Christians. It's all new. It's an adventure, or it should be. And importantly, we don't want to do things that we did want to do before. Even if we don't stop immediately, the point is, in our heart, we don't want to do them. And Jesus is working on that as we are being resurrected daily. We see purpose and direction in our life that we were previously blind to. We hear the words of God that we were previously deaf to. And Jesus, who was previously no more than a word, has become the living word in us. Those are all the ways in which we are alive with Christ. It makes a difference. This is life-changing resurrection life with Jesus. Now, Jesus' victory on the cross finds full expression in this resurrection life. It's a kingdom victory that opens the door to us for kingdom living and kingdom character. So the resurrection of Jesus and the resurrecting power in us changes who we are. It changes our character so we live differently. Love over hate. Love wins. Love is victorious over hate. Mercy over judgment. Good over evil. Selflessness over selfishness. Kindness over indifference. Hope over hopelessness. Life over death. We have a new perspective on life. We have a new mindset because of the resurrection of Jesus as he resurrects us daily. We're alive with Jesus. Something has happened. Resurrection is what's happened. We share this resurrection life with Jesus because he lives, we live. And there's something about this is eternal, but there's also something about this that starts right here and right now. It's a new quality of life that overflows with the character of Jesus. I came to give you life in all its fullness. This is life-enhancing stuff. Okay, let's consider the second phrase. That one was alive with Jesus. I'm alive, some people say. I feel alive in the moment. Just feel alive in the moment. And that's about now, the here and now. It's about right now. It's close, it's personal, it's where stuff happens all around us. Or as John would say, come on, it's in the moment. Immediacy, expectancy, closeness, intimacy. I'm alive in the moment. The Bible says we are made alive in Christ. And this is new resurrection life right now, right in the moment. It makes a difference in the here and the now, every minute of every day. His character in us, his love flowing through us, his power, a reality in us and through us. And this is about Jesus revealing and uncovering the heart and the purpose of God in us and through us to others. This is about life lived in step with the Holy Spirit. Every minute, every day. Resurrection life. Not, says Paul, that we have already attained all this, but we are attaining it because of Jesus. When people leave a job, particularly if it's a senior job, it's common practice, if you can, to get somebody in who's going to take over that job, and they shadow you. They basically follow you around and they see how you do it and they learn what you do and they're in meetings with you and they're really getting the hang of what you do. So they shadow you for a month, sometimes 3 months. Being alive in Christ is about shadowing Jesus, about keeping in step with him. Lord, show me today what you're going to do because I'm going to do it with you. Holy Spirit, show me today where you're going to go because I'm going to go there with you. Not, Holy Spirit, I want to go there, come with me. Holy Spirit, show me where you want to go. I'm coming with you today. That's being alive in Christ, in the moment, expecting every day, in every minute, that we are going to encounter Jesus and therefore others might encounter Jesus through us, being alive in Christ. And then finally, I think these two things, being alive with Christ and being alive in Christ, combine to give us a third option added to these. Consider these phrases. She was alive to new possibilities. He was alive to new ideas. They were alive to new experiences. The notion of being alive to something. In these cases, alive to new possibilities, alive to new experiences, the people who are alive in this way, they're expectant. They're expecting new possibilities. They're expecting new experiences. More than that, they are seeking them. They're looking for them, these new possibilities, these new ideas, because they believe that's what's going to happen. They're alive to them. When we are alive to Christ, and that's what resurrection life does to us. We're alive to Christ. We are ready. We are expectant. We are seeking the things that he has promised, the things that he has given us. That is resurrection life. That is every day expectant, ready, seeking, following, full, overflowing resurrection life. Alive with Christ, alive in Christ, and alive to Christ. What on earth can stop us? Well, one thing can. Our own mind. That's the only thing that can stop us. Our mind can rob us of experiencing the reality of resurrection life. Our own mind can rob us of it. Oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, I don't deserve it. Oh, Jesus wouldn't use me. Oh, I'm not gifted enough. I'm not bold enough. Oh, I can't. And so on and so on and so on. The enemy gets in there. And that's why when Paul talks about this transformed life, that's resurrection life, he says this: our lives will be transformed by the renewing of our mind. The renewing of our mind is the key to ongoing, growing, transformed resurrection life. You see, the world has no idea what a resurrection mindset is. I've just described it in all I've said, a resurrection mindset. And our Father wants to see our lives transformed as he puts in each one of us a resurrection mindset so that we're ready, we expect. So what I'm going to do to finish this is invite the Holy Spirit. I'd like each one of us to invite the Holy Spirit to do one thing. to restore and renew our minds with a resurrection mindset and a transformed resurrection life will 100% guaranteed will follow. And if we ask the Holy Spirit to do that, He will do it. A resurrection mindset, a renewed mind that's alive with Jesus, alive in Jesus, and alive to Jesus.